What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Skipping a scoot scoot and a poot poot, hey!
All right! Yes, that was fantastic!
That's good news.
I was not paying attention at all, and that got me jacked up. I don't think Andy liked it as much.
I thought it was good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't like it as much as your reaction.
That
threw me off the most.
Look, there are people that...
But you like a good poop poot.
I didn't even know the word. They threw the podcast on, and then they're doing whatever they're doing. They're driving, they're doing the dishes, and they already zoned out. And that just got them. It sucked them right in.
Bring them right back. With a scoot scoot and a poot poot.
Is that what you said?
I think so.
Okay. Welcome into this.
I don't know. Check the tape.
Spitballers Podcast, episode 195. Closing in on the epic show 200.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's going to be unbelievable work done by the producers.
Yeah, I can't wait to find out what's happening. I mean, I just know that the anticipation, 200 is a big number. They say it's the biggest.
It's the biggest that we'll know.
At that point, you're right. Would you rather? What's the difference?
Oh.
And a draft on today's show. So we have been called experts by no one.
I have called us experts,
but,
Andy.
But Jason does mention that we're experts, and so we have carved out the what's the difference questions into a segment of their own because illumination is a part of the rainbow of our talents. So let it shine. Bright, yeah. All the colors of our wisdom.
Hide it under a bushel?
No.
No.
Wow, gospel. at SpitballerSpot on Twitter. Thank you for subscribing, which is now called following on Apple Podcasts, following on Spotify, wherever you're listening. Tell your friends about the show, and we'll love you more. All right, let's move on.
Would you rather...
Let's move on to Brody from the website, who writes in with this spectacular question, maybe. Would you rather never be able to wear sunglasses again or never be able to wear any kind of hat or visor again? This one is not difficult for me, so I'll let you two debate it.
This one is not difficult for me, so I will let Mike debate it.
I will say that this one is not difficult for me as well.
Sunglasses.
And even though I wear a hat basically every day, the answer in Arizona is the sunglasses.
It feels like
you can't go outside without them.
No, it feels like an affront to your, like, it's an actual problem. Like you can't do it. The squinting, it's like you're blind.
I went through somehow my entire 20s, in Arizona, mm-hmm. where I never wore sunglasses, and everyone else had sunglasses.
You're a psychopath.
Oh. I look back and I think, how did I survive? This is why I wear glasses now. This is why my eyes are so bad, because they were scorched by the sun. No, you have to pick sunglasses here. One of these is a fashion piece that is unnecessary, and one of these is a life-giving, life-saving medical device that can also be a fashion accessory.
And yet... none of my children wear sunglasses regularly.
So I can't get them to do it.
It's not your kids don't either.
Don't really wear sunglasses.
That's what I say. Like, we become less resilient over time to the powers of the burning ball of the sun? More sensitive?
No, my son can't keep his eyes open outside. we cannot take a photograph in the outdoors, and it doesn't matter where we are. We could be in San Diego, overcast day. He cannot open his eyes for pictures. And so we have begged, pleaded, tried, purchased sunglasses for this young man.
That won't help your picture problem.
He will not. He looks great in sunglasses.
Well, if you're taking pictures with the sunglasses on.
Yeah, I would, but he will not wear sunglasses.
Nothing better than the whole family in sunglasses in a picture. no, I don't know. They don't need them. They don't need them as kids. But
I had a period in my life as well, Jason, where I wore glasses. Like I finally gave in to my terrible eyes. I wore glasses. So I couldn't wear sunglasses because I
you didn't have the clip-ons?
Clip-on glasses? No, I didn't have the clip-ons.
I had the clip-ons.
And I didn't pony up for the prescription sunglasses. Sure. And it was a few other things, but it was one of the factors that eventually led to I'm eating it and I will sit down. I will get the LASIK. I will suffer through whatever operation and I will take the risk for whatever they are going to do to my eyes. Because when I am driving, I will be able to put on sunglasses without a problem.
What they've never done is the LASIK that builds in the sunglasses. They've never done that part before where you have the, you know, they got the transition lenses. You don't have the transition LASIK. And that's what, I mean, it's a risk. I would feel pretty bad walking into a room and the transition doesn't happen quick enough.
Let me ask you this. Would you rather, for your eyes,
yes,
have an operation done where it kind of basically puts in the sunglasses and then it becomes extremely difficult to see at night?
Mm.
Or get the shine job like in Pitch Black or Chronicles of Riddick where...
Super night vision?
Where you have super night vision, but then you are really, really sensitive to light, so you always have to have some type of sunglasses on.
It's been a long time since that movie's been referenced. I like it.
Pitch Black?
Yes.
Is that Vin Diesel?
Yes.
Yeah,
oh, it's really good.
You got to be able to see in the day. I think that's
more
important.
But you can see in the day with...
If it's dark. Well, I'm saying I would choose the ability to have it worse at night.
Okay.
And better in the day.
Okay. All right.
I would see in the dark.
My LASIK procedure made it more difficult for me to see at night.
Yeah.
That just came with it.
That's
just
a normal thing.
Just came with it. But we all want our sunglasses. So Jesse from Patreon writes in, you are about to lose your first professional MMA fight.
Maybe. Same as participating in my first professional MMA fight.
Right, mm-hmm, yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Would you rather be choked out or knocked out?
Oh.
In either situation, you're going nighty-night. You're not tapping out. You're ending with a knockout?
This one's easy.
Oh, this is a great question. I've never really...
It's the punch, right?
No.
No?
No. But you got it. You take the choke out.
You don't mind knowing it's on the way?
It's very, very fast.
It is.
I don't know if you've ever had someone like...
No, I've never been choked out.
Well, not a choke out, but someone... put an actual a guillotine on where you go and just your vision starts tunneling in and going out very quickly, and you go out, you'd wake up a few seconds later. If you get knocked out, that's a blow to the head that is going to hurt now for how long? Weeks? If you take a shot in the jaw, I mean, your teeth are going to hurt forever.
Yeah, you're going to have a bruise, a welt, some kind of issue on your head, and one of these is a brain injury restarting your body versus like a lack of oxygen.
Just, one of them is just a light switch.
Yeah,
just real quick.
For all we know, it's good for us.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, it's like a modem.
The computer's not working. Step one, restart it. Just turn it off, turn
restart.
It on.
That's a restart?
That's a
restart.
Just choke.
It's like a power nap.
Just choke them out real quick.
I know you guys are you're more advanced in your MMA knowledge, but listen, can't you fake it? Can't you fake like you went to sleep?
To lose the fight?
I guess you would be done because they would end the fight.
Yeah, you would
be
done.
But I mean, what about in a street fight where someone's choking you out? I've always thought
there's really no rules in a street fight, so they don't have to stop.
No, but
yeah,
listen.
If you tap out, they can still keep holding.
There's always the movies where people are being strangled.
Right.
And the strangling seems to take a long time.
Yeah.
So it seems like at some point during the just before you're really strangled part,
Act like they've won.
Because
they're not going to strangle a
dead
person.
No, they are.
For longer? No, you don't know that.
Yeah, you are, because you got to make sure.
What if you're in a hurry for the jewels? You're trying to get the jewels.
You got to make sure. You got to
make sure. I mean, what's making sure?
I have genuinely wondered that question as well.
Yeah, fake it out.
An extra 30.
Seconds?
Yeah.
Dude, if I am choking someone out and they go to sleep and then I choke their lifeless body for another 30 seconds.
Yes, that's murder. But I thought that's what we were talking about.
Yeah,
talking about murder.
Yeah.
Of course we are, Mike.
Yeah, okay, look,
this is the spitballers.
If you're doing the murdering, you're gonna leave nothing to doubt.
But what if you've never really murdered before?
This is your first choke murder. Real bad at murdering.
Well, look, if it's my first time murdering, I might mess it up. I mean, I think we'd all say that.
Yeah, you can mess up
a murder.
How
embarrassing.
Oh.
If they wake up and you're like, ooh, sorry.
I have to believe it's happened a lot.
The
that they didn't.
Yeah.
Because
There's not, been not gunshot a, murders that people mess
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I'm not talking about like a fake, oh, they faked, and then right. you let go, and then like, ah, gotcha. I'm talking like you choke someone
oh,
out.
Oh, you rapscallion.
You know what I mean? Like, I think MMA taught us that when you choke someone out to unconsciousness, they're actually fine unless you continue to choke
right.
them. Prior to that, there had to have been a lot of bad guys trying to choke murder, and they choke murder someone, and then all of a sudden
they're just passed out.
They pass out, and they think they've killed them. So they let go, and that person stays totally passed out for another, I don't know, 5 seconds. They turn their back, they're walking away, and then...
and then frying pan to the back of the head.
Yeah, you've seen this movie.
Now, I mean, this does lend itself to the next conversation, which is, look, if I was ever in one of those old school wars with the, you know, where they've got the actual, the guns with the bayonets.
Oh, that's not the way.
I thought I would go pretty fake dead early on in that fight.
Oh, you just want to lay in the bodies.
And I know some of them come through.
They clean up with the bayonets.
But maybe my team won.
Ooh, good point.
I mean, I'm going down early, Mike. I don't even know how the tide has turned.
Oh,
I'm
you're committing to being there for a while?
I'm probably going with a first on the charge. I'm probably retying the shoe while the charge continues.
That's a really good move.
Oh, yeah. It's untied.
You don't want to charge with laces out. Okay.
No.
It's a hazard to the rest of your group.
Second of all, I'm probably saying, oh, I forgot my gun, and then I'm going back for that.
Drop it a couple times. Oh,
I swear I'd lose my head if it wasn't attached.
But then, I'm diving into the bodies, kind of like a Luganus.
You're waiting,
right into
you're
the body.
Waiting for the first person that you see fall dead.
Yes, and I'm climbing under
just
them.
Just jump right next to them, slowly squeak your way.
Oh, probably, no, we're hit.
I'm rubbing some of their blood on my body.
Okay,
for sure.
Okay.
Hanging your tongue out for effect. I'm totally dead.
But then it would be really, really scary when they do the walkthrough
oh,
and they're trying to make sure because, you know, you got to be convincing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to need to have one eye open and track this war.
Oh, real low, though. You know,
that's
like,
going to be the driest eye of all time.
Oh, it's worth
true.
It.
Yeah, it is worth it because this is kind of life and death.
How long could you hold your eyes open without blinking?
Ooh, as long as it takes, my man.
No, that's not true. That's like when you're hanging.
Let's see how long.
That's like asking when you're hanging onto the edge of a cliff and it's life or death, you're like, oh, I could hang infinity because I'm going to fall. And that's not true. Eventually, do we have a timer going?
Yeah, he's at about 22 seconds.
Oh,
he's
I can see him.
Becoming less comfortable.
Yeah.
Someone might bayonet me soon.
Are they tearing up?
Hopefully.
Oh, was that a blink?
I don't know.
He
might have wanted to.
I think he might.
Things
have.
Are getting real uncomfortable.
They're twitching now.
The thing is, your eyes are moving. Right. A lot. It's not just sitting wide open.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
All right, I'm out.
The bayonet man is not being fooled by that performance.
I mean, if that bayonet man comes in and then I flinch, that's embarrassing. Don't do it. I mean, that's what I would say.
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
Have you been laying there the whole time?
Yes,
I'm a spy. I'm a spy from your side.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you do try to sneak on the winner. You watch the battle. With your eyes kind of half closed, and whoever's winning, you try to sneak into
you
that
just,
clothes.
You just need the hat. You switch hats.
Oh, it's just
they've
the
got,
hat?
Yeah, they've got the little army hat, and you just put the other army on.
Now we know how to war.
Yeah.
All right.
And choke murder.
Franklin from Twitter, would you rather have to survive a month in the jungle or 6 months in a maximum security prison?
Our listeners love prison. Questions.
Well, it's just fascinating. Everybody kind of wants to go.
Yeah. See what it's all about.
Look, the maximum, there's almost nothing I fear more than that idea. Like trying to...
6 months in jail?
Well, I mean, no, just a maximum security prison, okay. Like going to prison. I don't care if it's 6 months, 6 days, 6 hours. Like the idea of what would happen to me in prison is too fearful. I would be so afraid of who do I make friends with? How am I supposed to figure this out?
Do I
have to join like a racist gang or something to be like protected?
Can I scare you more by saying you can do this or you can go spend a month in the jungle?
No, 6 months.
Yeah,
no,
it won't happen to me.
It's one month.
Okay.
Leopard attack not happening.
The leopard would be a problem. I agree.
Poisonous snakes everywhere.
I wouldn't know what to eat because most stuff out in the jungle probably kills you if you eat it too.
I wouldn't be able to eat because I could catch nothing.
You couldn't eat like a fruit?
Oh, I don't forage. I'm kind of into meat.
Foraging is below me.
I am not a gatherer. I am a hunter.
You would literally just starve to death because you refuse the foraging.
Right next to like a strawberry bush. Yeah. I'm just like, oh, someone save
strawberries
me.
In the jungle.
We both go
I know. We both, we're like, yes. We're visualizing it. Right. And
what jungle?
Jungleberries.
I genuinely think I would die in the jungle.
Yeah, I think you might die in the old prison too.
Oh, I can, I promise.
Oh, you got the tattoos.
Well, no, here's the thing. I think that you could make it through 6 months in prison. A month in the jungle, I would
no
give,
chance.
I give myself sub 5%.
Water and strawberries, I can get through it.
I genuinely think.
Yeah, but that water's going to have piranhas and dysentery in it.
The same transformation that happened to Robin Williams in Jumanji when he went from a child yes. to an adult crazy man would happen in that 1 month for me in the jungle. I would age 30 years if I survive.
Jason, you've been gone for 3 days.
Are there any similar to the war story strategies? Are there any hot tips for prison that I could... Like, you know, do you read a like if you're going to prison, do you start reading pamphlets? I mean, are there books? There's got to be a book.
There has to be a book.
What, Jail for Dummies?
Yeah.
No, Prison for Dummies.
Surviving Prison for
Dummies. Jail I'm not worried about. Jail I think I can get through.
Okay.
But prison's really where the rubber meets the road.
I mean, do you just get yourself thrown to solitary?
Hopefully.
No, you don't want that, man.
I mean, you probably go insane in there.
You don't want that. Solitary isolation is a nightmare that no one should ever experience. But you do keep to yourself. I'm going to be...
But someone's going to try to befriend you.
Oh, they're going to try to do everything. and I am going to... I mean, I think you just have to try to keep your head down, do what you're ordered to do, take your lumps when you've got it, and survive. I mean...
But do you... But it's, okay, I agree with you. But it's more nuanced because do you have to fight back? Because sometimes you got to fight back to earn respect, not just take a beating.
There are so many books on surviving prison. This is a very...
Survivor's Guide to Prison.
Survivor's Guide to Prison. Federal Prison Guidebook. I mean,
I'd be reading them all.
Absolutely. The second that I'm arrested, I'm like, my Amazon cart is full of prison books.
Is it possible that when you're approached by like a prison gang, you can just say, no, I'm off limits?
There's literally a Survive a Prison Sentence for Dummies. The Dummies book.
Are you joking?
I am not joking.
The Dummies people put out a... Oh my
Surviving in Prison for Dummies from the Dummies
people.
Is it
the yellow book?
It's the yellow Surviving
it's
in
a
Prison
real book?
For Dummies. Yes.
Now, that does imply in the name that not surviving is one of the outcomes.
Well, yeah, that's a given. We know that one.
I mean, prison is prison. You're not. You're just.
Oh my gosh! Sorry. There's a 2-star. There's one single review.
Oh, on the for Dummies.
2 stars. Says not much help. Very short. Bad grammar. Left me wishing I had more. I think this must have come from someone who was on the inside.
Oh no.
Oh, that's funny.
I think I'm taking the jungle. Final answer because the jungle. Wait. Means that I can try to walk out of the jungle. The prison, I do not get to escape. The jungle, I will have 30 days of dying, but on my way out. And that will matter. It's like, you know, surviving a escape from prison. I'd rather do that than just be in prison.
Yeah, I will survive 6 months in prison. I'll come out a different person as well.
Sure.
But I will never... I'm with you, Mike. Sub 5% that I survive a month in the jungle.
The
or a month anywhere. Unless it was like locked
out.
In a grocery store.
Get
I
out
don't...
the jungle.
You're not getting out that jungle, man.
Dang it.
Do you know how big the jungle is?
Well, maybe they dropped me on the edge.
Yeah. I'm right by the highway. Jungle on the left, highway on the right.
Mike clearly has a big fear of the jungle.
I have watched plenty of documentaries about the jungle.
That is a weird statement.
I like to learn.
Is there? But there's a lot of jungle documentaries. Just like,
oh, dude, like watch stuff about
how to survive the jungle.
No, it's basically saying that you go into the Amazon, and everything, Everything in there is trying to kill you.
I mean, I'm looking at...
Don't touch the frogs.
Everything.
The eight worst ways to die in the jungle, and they're not good. None of them.
What do we got?
Is a boa constrictor one of them?
Bushmaster snake is number eight. You got the human botfly. That sounds...
Oh, that's... They like put the eggs in your skin?
A vampire fish? What is that all about?
But there's a vampire fish?
Yeah. The Amazon basin. The Nile Dracula crocodile. Cuda. You want to die via crocodile?
No.
I can avoid the croc.
Me...
You ever seen a croc run?
They have long fingernails. You can hear them coming.
Piranha, eel, and the number one is
that crocodile again.
Is what? The Bengal tiger. So
the tiger's the worst way to go?
Apparently. I would think the tiger would be a real bad way to go.
I agree, but I think it'd at least be faster than the botfly.
I think the regular tiger is probably the worst thing to be killed by on Earth.
Really?
Probably.
They're going to bite you in the neck, and it's going to be done quick.
I don't think
it's going to be as quick as you hope.
Well, of course it won't be as quick as I hope.
Yes.
When a tiger is attacking me.
I hope it's
make
instant.
It quick. Well, there you go. Do we have another one, or are we moving on?
Let's move on.
Spitwads, let's talk for a moment about something very important. Let's talk about Codecademy, because maybe you want to change your career, because there's never been a better time to become a programmer. That's what Codecademy is all about. You can learn to code on your own terms. If you know anything about this show, you know we're all dads. We've all got three kids, and I have seen the value of coding and programming over the course of my entire career, and just the doors that it opens up living in a fast-changing world. And this is one of the best ways that you can succeed is to learn how to code. Over 50 million people already know that Codecademy is the best way to learn to code. That's because Codecademy not only teaches you job-ready coding skills, but also helps you build unique projects for your portfolio, earn certificates, even prep for technical interviews. I've used it. I've got my eldest son using it. It is awesome. And you've got to check it out. So join over 50 million people learning to code with Codecademy to see where coding can take you. Get 15% off your Codecademy Pro membership when you go to Codecademy.com and use the promo code Spitballers. That's the promo code Spitballers at Codecademy.com to get 15% off Codecademy Pro, the best way to learn to code. Codecademy.com, promo code Spitballers.
What's the difference between me and you? Me and you.
Just keeps going. What's the difference? Brian from the website, what's the difference between rich, wealthy, and loaded?
Ooh, these are out of order.
Yeah, they are. I actually put that very much on the body. It's like, what do you have in your pockets?
Yeah, it's that. So, I mean, oftentimes also used for very inebriated. But
okay. I was going to go with
it. But this meant, is the money. This
yeah,
is money.
Financial
so I was going route. Cheese, bacon.
No.
There's a lot of loaded. Gun has this ammunition in it. I mean, just the difference between what's the difference between loaded.
Rich, wealthy, and loaded monetarily. So to me, it's like you got to have two rolls of cash that are being brandished. Like a loaded.
On
if
you?
On you.
Okay.
Could you have
He's,
them,
that guy's loaded because you see him tip somebody too well.
Could you have him? You could have it in a money clip, though.
Yeah,
right? It doesn't have to be rolled.
No, it could be in a money clip. Visible.
Yeah. Visible.
When you're pulling your hands out of your pockets, you either have money in them or you've got a Rolex on.
That's what I was
going to
ask.
And that makes you loaded.
Are you loaded with enough jewelry? Maybe your only card, but you're just wearing ice. You got the rings on. You got the Rolex. That's
yes.
loaded.
Of yes. quarters.
Yeah, sure. but I think it's almost, you know, it's like if a gun is loaded, you pull it out of your holster. When you pull your arms out, you got money in them and you've got a Rolex on.
You got money in your arms.
In your arms.
Okay.
And then you've got rich and wealthy.
Rich people have money, but they wish they were wealthy. Wealthy's a whole nother
wealthy's
level.
Wealthy's lineages. Of.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's yeah, we can agree with that.
A wealthy person's parents have money, and their parents have money.
And their grandkids will have money.
If you win the lottery, you're rich. You're not wealthy.
100%.
Right.
No, wealthy means...
Until you pass it down.
Yes.
You aren't. If when you win the lottery, you're passing nothing down.
Oh,
what about the money?
No,
no,
you will have none left.
No, no, no. It will be gone.
When you win your money via lottery, you spend it instantly.
You end up on a lifetime special.
Did I ever tell you I had my dad work directly? Did you just have a leg injury?
Maybe, maybe not. No one knows because I won't say.
Because I'm sitting, so it shouldn't be. Well. My dad once worked directly, like his office building, all growing up as an engineer, was directly next to a woman that won $106 million in the 90s. Ooh. She won the actual lottery.
And
she
didn't
did not,
go crazy?
She did not stay there.
Oh.
She was gone because of the $106 million.
I'll bet she's homeless now.
Maybe.
That's just my guess.
Because she was rich, not wealthy.
Right.
Okay. Alec from Patreon, what's the difference between being famous, Mike, being a celebrity,
Jason,
and being a superstar, Andy?
Dang it. I said my name too quick. I didn't read the rest of the sentence.
Famous? That just means... what's the order of what you want?
No, but here's... I think there's certain qualifications. Like, famous is you are known for something, not just because of... You're not known because other people know who you are.
Wait,
like,
so Paris Hilton's not famous?
She's a celebrity.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
She's a celebrity. Like,
but if you did something to earn the fame,
right. And it could be whatever, music.
You could be
acting,
a famous doctor.
Famous doctor. Okay. Absolutely. Being a celebrity doctor.
Ooh.
Like that's what it's okay.
Dr. Oz.
Would you rather go see a famous doctor or a celebrity doctor?
A famous doctor.
100%.
You do not want a celebrity doctor. They're probably, first of all,
not a doctor.
And second, they've given up. What is that thing they...
The Hippocratic Oath?
Yes, the Hippocratic Oath. That's long gone for a celebrity doctor.
Yeah. And then, but would you see a superstar doctor?
Oh, well, that, I don't know that there can be a superstar doctor because that's about international waters. A superstar...
What?
A superstar is someone that is known on the other side
of the globe. I thought those were international superstars.
No. A superstar is known globally.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
But a famous person can be just nationally?
Yeah, that's just domestic.
If you are a superstar, you can't go to Europe if you're living here and get away from your fame.
What is your local mayor? Okay. Is your local mayor any of these?
No.
No.
So they're not a celebrity, they're not famous, and they're not a superstar.
They are nothing.
How high up that political ladder till you reach one of these steps?
Some senators. Cabinet.
If you're a senator, are you famous?
Yeah, some of them.
Some of them are.
Oh,
some.
So they might not be.
Yeah.
Like the boring ones.
There's definitely senators
that say normal things.
They make a name for themselves.
I mean, put it this way. Name 10 senators. Yeah. You can get about 2, maybe 3, 4.
Most of the ones I used to know are gone now. So, no, famous. So, that's the best way. Can you name them? Can the average person name them?
Yeah. And what did they do to become famous?
How many superstars do we have left?
Oh, that's a great question. I think a lot in sports or a few in sports. But LeBron James is a superstar.
Okay, yeah, he is international.
So if you're recognized, what are you?
It depends.
Are you any of these?
I think
if you're recognized,
you could
by,
be any of the three.
Well,
I'm just saying,
let's say we're out and about.
Yeah, right. We need to figure out where we are on.
Let's say you're out and about, and you're at the local Disneyland. You know, the local one.
Mm-hmm.
And some people walk up and they say, wow, that's Mike Wright of the Fantasy Footballers.
Famous.
Famous?
Famous.
Famous for what you've done.
There are definitely levels.
So you're not a celebrity.
There are levels of fame.
Okay.
And, like, you can... How low does the alphabetical list? Like, you're like, oh, it's a D list.
I think you can get down to D. We are definitely D-level
celebrities.
Fame or celebrity?
Fame.
No, that's a celebrity.
It's a celebrity?
You don't say D-level famous. You say D-level celebrity.
So we can't become superstars.
We could.
Well.
Do you have to go on like a TV
attitude.
Show?
Yes. Television is part of it.
It's part of it?
Yep.
Yeah. You gotta
like Michael Jackson was a superstar.
Oh, superstar.
For sure. Okay. There's not many
superstars.
Is Britney
Spears a celebrity?
No.
A famous person or a superstar?
Britney Spears was a superstar.
Yeah, but now she's just
now
a celebrity.
She's a celebrity?
She might. But she was famous because of being an entertainer.
So is Jordan still a superstar?
Yeah.
He is? Or was he a superstar and now he's just a famous celebrity?
I retract his superstar status.
You do?
Yeah.
He's not an active super. He's a retired superstar.
Yeah.
You think if Michael Jordan goes to China that he can just walk about?
No.
Well, because
he's too famous.
Yeah. No, because he's
But he's not a superstar.
Yeah.
I'm with Mike. I think you can lose superstar status.
I think you can definitely lose it.
I think there's plenty of places in the United States that Jordan could walk around and not get bothered.
In the United States?
Yeah.
Impossible.
Unlikely.
I mean, he's really tall, so people will notice him.
He's known for, you're the meme guy. you're the crying guy. So I guess he's just famous because he's known for doing that. All right. Well, we've solved it.
George wants to know the difference between a porch, a deck, and a patio. Well, a porch is on the front of the house 100% of the time.
And a patio?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, otherwise, they call it a wraparound porch. By default, the porch is in the front.
Porch is in the front. The patio is in the back. Mm-hmm. A deck can be either, but it has to be elevated.
Deck definitely has to be up.
This was the easiest one we've ever
done. You can have
done.
A deck in the backyard.
Yeah, but it has to be elevated.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But then can a porch be a deck at the same time? Yes.
Yes.
If it's an elevated porch.
Yes.
An elevated porch.
And because it's a deck then.
But if it's an elevated porch, then it is a deck.
To me, a patio has to be covered.
No.
Oh, no, then it's a covered patio.
There's a name for that. Now, what's the difference between
a patio and a deck?
A patio is on the ground, my man.
Okay, and a deck's in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 100%
so
right.
So decks cannot touch the ground. That's illegal.
Well, they have to
At some point, something touches the ground.
Yeah, I mean,
but what you're walking on
no,
has
right.
to be at least, what, a foot?
Yeah.
I'll go with a
Six
foot.
6 inches?
Yeah. No, a foot. We'll go with a foot.
That's ridiculous.
Okay.
That's an elevated patio.
Al, do you have any problems with these descriptions here?
No, you're good.
Argy wants to know, what's the difference between a declaration, a proclamation, and an announcement?
Okay.
A declaration, a proclamation, and an announcement. This is interesting.
Well, an announcement is never written, right? That's a big part of this. You're saying something in an announcement. You are announcing to the world
X,
Y, or Z.
The morning announcements.
Exactly. The morning announcements. This is verbal. This is entirely verbally given.
So is a proclamation. A proclamation is always verbally.
But it's read from a scroll.
You read a proclamation?
Yeah, proclamation is written on a scroll first.
So it's an announcement with a script.
Yes. Usually a Sanskrit.
And then a declaration... Now, that can be written, clearly.
Yes, but nobody reads those. Like the Declaration of Independence, it's like a museum thing. You look at it, you honor it, but you don't really, it's like really boring.
But none of these are really meant to be replied to, if I'm right. Like, you don't reply to a declaration, a proclamation, or an announcement. You just have to listen to
They're letting you know what's
right.
up.
Right.
There's only one of these things that Nicolas Cage wants to steal.
Right. It's not an announcement.
It's not a proclamation.
Mm-mm, it's the declaration. Because only one of these can have a map full of treasure.
How would you distinguish when you need one of these is a question. Let's say you have, Jason, you have something to say. I'm going to put you in some scenarios. I will bring them up.
Okay.
And then you say which of these you would choose
Absolutely.
For. There's a fire coming.
Yeah. It's on its way?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to make an announcement about that.
It's an announcement?
For sure. I got to let the people know, and I'm going to use my voice.
Okay, you have just got a brand new job.
Oh, fantastic.
Is that an announcement as well?
That is an announcement. I want to let people know that it's an announcement.
But what if you post it on social media?
Well, then I'm proclaiming it.
Now, what if you just filed bankruptcy?
Then you have to declare it.
Okay.
I declare bankruptcy. And yes, social media posts are proclamations.
Oh, I was going to ask you what a proclamation was. So.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, you don't have to start it with I proclaim or I declare or I announce.
No, it's understood.
It's understood. Well, we clearly understand it. No questions asked. All right, draft time.
Spitwads, with a custom-fitted suit from Indochino, you'll look great, you'll feel confident, and you'll enjoy the big day without fussing over your clothes. We've talked about Indochino for years. We've worn them. We've had them. But this is near and dear to our heart right now. Our own Brooksy's getting married. He just got his Indochino in. I got mine, my brand new Indochino in last night. Put it on. Sorry, ladies. I'm taken. But I'm looking good in my Indochino. I got a full suit, a luxury suit. I got some chinos. Everything at Indochino is great. The process is amazing. You can go into one of their locations, have their experts just measure you, and you get a tailored suit. And the best part is Indochino suits start from just $429, shirts from $79. That is a crazy value for a true luxury premium tailored suit that you are going to be looking great in. So if you have a big day coming up, if you wear suits for your job, if you're getting the perfect look and you want to have that done with no big deal, go to Indochino. Get $50 off any purchase of $399 or more by using our promo code BALLERS at Indochino.com. That's $50 off a purchase of $399 or more at Indochino.com. Promo code BALLERS.
The Spitballers Draft.
All right, we are drafting professions we want for our children. So professions that we want our children to grow up and become. I wasn't sure how this draft would proceed till I began to write some ideas down for myself.
Interesting.
And realized how self-seeking we may become due to the selections here. Because I couldn't help but think of the utility of my children growing up to be able to do various things.
I wanted him. Mine is a notary. I wanted to grow up and become a notary because when you want something notarized, I don't want to go to the bank. So
that's right.
That's why
right.
I'm teaching them.
When I was building my list, I started with.
Is it their joy or your joy?
I started with their joy, and like the I know the dreams of my three children, what they're hoping to be when they grow up, and they're good selections. And then it also started to become a little bit of a thought experiment for me of like, okay, in 15, 20 years, what does the world look like? And what jobs are actually like forward thinking? It's hard to think 20 years into the future.
Like a cyborg repairman.
Right. It could be a thing.
Yeah, you don't want to be a manual laborer because robots are going to do that.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay. But
gas engine expert. All right, Mike, you get the first pick. So what? Let's see if you took a layup here.
Oh, I absolutely did. Speaking of layups, I will go with the dreams for my middle child, and I will take a professional athlete.
Okay. Oh. That was number one on my list too. And it was because of both the joy for the child, but
joy
also
for me.
The pathway to just going to games for free, cheering on your kid.
Joy for me. If you're very successful as a professional athlete, you're talking substantial money.
So, Which is more joy for you.
Yeah, it's a win-win-win.
I'm sad that was so broad. It went well done. That was a great pick. I had NFL backup quarterback on my list.
A little more narrow.
A little bit more narrow.
I get it.
But it's included in yours. Yeah. You know, I don't want them taking the hits.
Yeah,
but I want him getting quarterback money.
Right.
So
and everyone loves the backup quarterback.
Oh, he's so much better than the starter. Yes.
But as the parent, you don't get to watch him. You never get to watch him play.
Yeah, that's great. I don't have to.
But
go
they'll
to the
still
games.
Feel like you got to go to the games.
All right. Well, I'm gonna go the same route to start. The route that Mike has opened up, knowing my children, their passions. I am going to go with a successful actor or actress.
Okay.
My kids are giant into theater. I know that's, you know, their dream right now. So if we're dreaming big professional athletes, we're going famous actor and the like.
So you get the red carpet with them maybe?
Oh yeah, they're taking me to the Oscars for sure. I'll see that slap up close.
And so you get to go to the premieres, you get to go to all of the events, you get to watch them on in movies.
I get to tell people that's I made that.
Do you think it's hard for parents to see their kids in roles that are unbecoming?
Oh, yes. There's definitely movies you do not watch.
That your children act
in?
Okay.
Yeah, I promise that has happened many times.
So I get two picks now, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Jason, what was that face?
That was me realizing that there are some roles that you would not watch under any circumstance.
And we move on.
Correct.
I will go with the first one, which is like kind of the highest ambition of a lot of children. Also, great utility as I become older. Doctor.
Yeah.
Becoming a doctor, it's something that is a great accomplishment due to the amount of education, time, and investment in doing it. You're helping people. So I think that there is a intrinsic outcome for the – it's a lot of work and a lot of hours, but the intrinsic outcome of like you are helping people. Like, that is your job. You will have some amount of satisfaction. Like, having satisfaction in the job is kind of a big deal.
Yes, agreed.
Also, I would like to call you instead of paying a copay. So, an elderly person, I will lean on my children to heal me.
One of my great friends from high school, still one of my great friends, his wife is, like, an incredible doctor. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have a friend who is a doctor... that you could just
find one
that you can call. Oh, just like the weight lifted off my shoulder, knowing that like she's cool. I can just call her and be like, "Hey,
she doesn't mind."
No. Oh,
have you ever worried about that?
At the beginning, but now I don't because
she likes it.
Yeah, she's just like, "Oh yeah, very practical, very matter of the fact." Okay, here's your answer, and it's no problem. And I'm like, "This is fantastic.
It's wonderful." I have a nurse. I'm not quite to your level, but we have a nurse in the family. It's just a delight to be able. It's not anything goes wrong. Well, let's ask her. Let's go. Exactly. Just get on the phone.
All right. And my second pick, I think it's outside the bounds of Mike's pick, so I think it's okay. But it's something I didn't think of for a while, but I'm gonna go with it, which is an Olympian.
Yeah, okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, I'll take that. Because they are not professionals. Well, that was like supposed to be the rule, right?
The amateur.
Yeah.
But you are representing your country.
Right.
You've got these big events every 4 years. It's kind of like being a professional athlete. They can make good money. They can represent the country. So I thought that would be a very interesting one. And it goes with like my daughter. She loves gymnastics. There's not the professional gymnastics league that people watch on TV. So if she wants to go pro, that's as close to pro as you get.
Do you go from that to like Cirque du Soleil or something?
Probably.
Because the stuff they're doing in those shows, you need to have been a very excellent gymnast at some point.
Yeah, it's like the figure skaters that go on to Disney on Ice. They move on to performing and tours around the
country. That's got to be a cush job. Disney on Ice.
That's not bad.
That's not a bad gig.
I would imagine traveling, there's a lot of work involved in that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of work, well, but in the way that a traveling theater company would have a lot of work.
But you're already super good at it.
Oh, it's easy for you. It's easy work for you because you're so good at skating.
And then you get to skate up to the children and see their faces light up.
They don't make you do quadruple Lutzes on Disney on Ice. You can drop down to doubles, triples. You don't have to compete the same level. But I thought Olympian would be fun. Although, sure. I'll be honest, even though it's my pick, some of those athletes have a lot of pressure on them, but from certain countries and certain ages, it's tough to do.
Yeah, I would just say, you know, most of the time, broadly, generally speaking, the children who are Olympians have real mean fathers. So Andy's cracking the whip over here to make sure his boys and girl gets in the Olympics.
I'm done.
Doctor and Olympian.
Oh, doctor.
Doctor and Olympian.
All right, good picks. This one was the first thing that I was sitting down and I was thinking, what do I actually, like, okay, we got, you know, actress, professional, actress, athlete, but what is my actual hope? What is my Jason Moore, what is my hope for my children? What do I want to see them grow up and become? And so this is really broad in general. By all means, disallow it if it's too broad.
We will.
I know. But an entrepreneur. I want them to be a business.
No, that's fine. Yeah, that's totally fine.
A business creator. Like, I want them to own their own thing.
Right.
And everybody listening out there, own your own thing. I mean, there's great jobs, amazing
if you want
jobs.
To.
We're talking. Yeah, sure. But I'm just saying, like,
it's also it's tough.
It's not
tough
easy.
Too.
That's why. I mean, it's not easy to be a doctor or a professional athlete. Not easy to be an entrepreneur. But I just think there's so much more reward, not just financially, but like in you're creating a business for you, not for someone else. And I think that's amazing.
Okay. Yeah, it was on my list. Entrepreneur for sure. Totally good pick. Mike, you're back. Two picks.
Oh, man.
He's out.
I'm definitely not out. It's just this is now a much tougher.
Are you trying to decide whether to put one of your children in a Chick-fil-A for the discount?
And my pleasure. No, I have a job that I have participated in, and it's like, I don't know if I want...
A musician?
I don't know if I want my kids to have to live that life, because it can be pretty tough. So we're going to start with whatever. It's because it's what I would want. I want my kids to be a musician. I want one of them to play music, and then I get to just enjoy that, critique it. I actually feel like I can help. Like if my kid becomes a doctor, it's be like, hey, Dad, how do I do this? So
let me call my doctor friend.
I don't know what you're talking about. But if it's music, I can actually help them get better.
That's a good reason.
I can critique and all of those things. And
a little bit of a lineage, right? A pass down. You have people, your kids can sing and stuff. And
yeah, they could do it if they want. They have not chosen to do it yet.
All right, I have two follow-up questions here based on your picks, Mike.
Number one.
Professional athlete, your hope is that they are which genre? Which sport?
Which genre?
Genre? Like,
golf.
Okay, golfers.
Yes.
And musician, they play what?
Ooh.
Ideally. Tuba, there it is!
Piano or guitar.
Piano was said first. Okay. Now you're still up.
All right. And so with my next pick, I will... I'm trying to... This is a real forward-thinking one, and maybe I got two in the weeds with it, but my daughter loves science, and I don't want to just say scientists. It's too generalized. But like in 20 years, as we move towards the future, what is that? Like, things are just getting smaller.
And a micro scientist.
No, a quantum physicist.
Ooh, they're super smart.
What do they do? I have no idea.
You will not be helping with the quantum physicists.
I have no idea what they do. I know they deal with really tiny things. I would imagine, I was trying to think of like, is that somehow related to nanotechnology? I have no idea. But I like the words. It sounds good. And
it's future-y.
If you're telling me that you're like, oh, my kid,
quantum physicist.
What'd they grow up? Quantum physicist.
Yeah.
Whoever you tell that to is gonna go, holy freaking crap. Are you kidding me?
I mean, that's part of it.
A quantum physicist?
For a lot of parents, they'd love to be able to have that conversation the friends and say,
you brag.
What do your kids do? And if you can say quantum physicist and a professional athlete,
yeah,
as opposed to some other things.
Musician.
musician is a problem because no one thinks you're successful.
Right.
There's not one person that hears, oh, okay.
There is
all right, so when's he giving that up?
There's a very wide range of outcomes for that job.
All right, Jason, you've got famous actor or actress and then an entrepreneur, you are back on the clock.
So this one came to me late, but there's a couple of reasons I like this. And so I'm going to pick this. I've got one child in mind who loves to travel, wants to travel, always talks about growing up and traveling the world. And I watched a TikTok video the other day. I had no idea how much money pilots make. It was like if you do it for 10 years, your like average annual salary is like $400,000. I was like, what?
What?
Exactly.
What?
So
no.
This was like a Delta pilot or something. I mean, I'm sure it's true.
I don't believe
it. It was a TikTok video. But I think that would be great. I'm sure I get to fly for free. I think they would love it.
Oh, yeah, you do.
It's a really neat job, and if it's paying well, I think that would be great.
And I don't think I'd be afraid of my child being an airline pilot.
No.
You know, the risks and stuff like that. I don't think that that's really...
Salary.com, no. Jason, on my quick Googling, is saying 100 to 180.
Well, maybe as your starting salary, sure. That was part of the video, is you start around there. But after about 10 years, you should be
okay.
And if you end up like Sully, I mean, you're famous. You're a celebrity.
Oh, he's famous.
Superstar.
Yeah, he's famous. He's not a celebrity. Right.
So an airline pilot.
Yes.
Okay.
Jet pilot.
All right. Yeah, a little Top Gun. All right, I've got a doctor and an Olympian, and I've got my last two picks. And I'm shooting from the hip here. I've got two picks that I think... I'm just trying to think about the life that my children will have and freedom. And then, so when you said entrepreneur, to me, there's a level of freedom inside of that. Mm-hmm. Now, it's the freedom to fail. It's the freedom to be stressed out for, you know, having everything on your back. But I'm going to go with something more like the musician choice, which is going to be equally difficult, but also potentially freeing, an artist.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's on my list.
Because an artist, you're, if you succeed at that, and I think we're presuming success at all of these.
Yeah.
Sure.
Some level. Enough to pay your bills. You're doing something you enjoy doing. You're an artist. You could be a painter, whatever the case may be, but you are doing something that you really like.
I love that pick. I was at a place recently where it was like an art gallery, and it had just hundreds of different
people smelling farts.
Yeah, kind of. Hundreds of different artists' work up, but they had this TV that was playing like all the stories of these artists, and they were just, you know, saying like, "Oh, this is how I started." Like they did a documentary crew comes and, you know, like a little 5-minute clip on all these people, and so there's tons of these people that in their own circles they must be famous,
right?
They're in mansions with their artwork all around. Like, they're doing all right. So if you succeed as an artist, I had no idea that you could be, like, you know, if
very successful.
Not just, like, the world's most famous artist. But, yeah, you can do very well as an artist, and that's such a
I got more curious in that world, too, again, thanks to, like, a reel or something like that. And all of a sudden, you watch two artist reels, and you're seeing 5 artist reels and 15. Oh. And all of a sudden, I'm buying canvases.
The algo got you.
And I'm trying to be an artist. But it seems like a fun thing to succeed at. And then the last one, it's not easy. And I think depending on what one they choose, it would be difficult on the parents. But I do think that they're, I think, a public servant of some sort. So,
okay.
Fire, police,
okay.
Maybe it's a paramedic, somebody in those categories. You took them off, right?
I took them off. No way.
You're afraid for those.
Yes. I love every fireman that exists. I would be so sad. And police officers, love police officers. If my children grew up, I would be so afraid for them.
I know that would be very, very difficult. That is not an easy job. It's not a job with a lot of thanks all the time, but it is a job that I think when they walk in their door at home at the end of the day, they would have a sense of that I did something to contribute to the good of society, which is a nice feeling, I think. It's like what we get with this show.
Yeah,
we are public servants. You
when
are
we
right.
Put our head on the pillow, we know we made a difference.
That's right.
Yeah, we're actually changing bad things into good things in this world. And yeah, you know. I think that's good. I would be proud of my children if they were a firefighter,
officer. That's it.
I would just be so worried for them at all.
Yeah,
times.
I think I think each of those jobs has their own fears that come with it. So if they fail at, you know, doctor, Olympian, famous artist, then they can go become one of those and scare their parents.
All right, my fourth and final pick. This one is one that I was talking to my kids. I was like, this is what I literally told them. I want you to know this skill. I want you to grow up into this. We have read ads that are truthful because we actually know how valuable this industry is.
Marketing?
No.
Programming.
Yeah.
I mean, a software engineer of some kind. If you're good at software engineer and a programmer, the world of the internet or of electronics open up, and I could use their skills so much. I mean, that's the thing, is like, not only could you go and get a well-paying job for all these different companies, they're always looking for good high-level programmers, but you can also make stuff for yourself, like cool like, you know, we've got some programmers here, they've got side hobby projects that they do for a week that's just like, oh yeah, I just wanted to build this unbelievably cool thing because I can program, you know, a computer to do things. It's really cool. So I would love for my kids to be a programmer.
It's a great pick.
It's the future of building.
Quantum programmer is actually what I was going to choose,
right,
but
yeah, so that's the super small programmer.
Yeah.
Mike, you've got a final pick for this draft. You have professional athlete, musician, and quantum physicist.
All right, for my final pick.
I want the musician and the quantum physicist to back together at Thanksgiving and just staring at each other.
I'll tell you about a combo in a second, but my final pick here, look, in 20 years, we're probably going to Mars, man. And if your kid is one of the first people on Mars, I mean, we all know who Neil Armstrong is, right?
Yeah.
First man on the moon. First person on Mars.
So like, is this astronaut?
Yeah, well, I'm taking astronaut, baby.
Now see, that one, that puts the fear of God into me.
That would be terrifying. especially if it was a trip to
Mars.
To Mars, where you're talking, what is that, like, it takes a couple years to get there or something? I don't even know. But, I mean, that's, I know that that my dream, I think it's a pretty common little boy dream. I want to be an astronaut, but my kids have talked about being an astronaut as well, and I think we're moving, you know, the future is, will involve space, and you'll need astronauts up there. And that sounds like a pretty cool job.
What if they became, like, musicians on Mars? Is that another option?
Well, look, you need art on Mars.
Astro rock.
So according, Owl is saying, according to NASA, one-way trip to Mars is 9 months. So no, I'm good. That's nothing.
The issue is the one-way part because you don't know that they're going to be able to come back and create on Mars yet.
I wonder if they could just send me to Mars when I'm just past a certain age.
Or maybe when you're gone.
Just a one-way. Just like I'm 80. Like, if I get to 80, send me on a one-way, and I'll live there the rest of my days and then be buried in Mars.
Do you want to live there the rest of your days, or do you just want to have them just launch the rocket?
Oh, keep going?
Just launch the rocket right into Mars. So technically, you're the first person there, but also you die on impact.
First person to die on Mars? I would like that, yes.
I just want my casket sent there. I'll die here, have a funeral, and then be like, but now...
Oh, that could be a new thing.
Yeah.
You fire the caskets onto the dark side of Mars?
Yeah.
And there's just caskets sticking out of the ground. All right. We're going to wrap this one up, but first...
What did we learn today?
I learned a lot. I learned that there are a large quantity of prison books that I can learn from should that situation arise.
Yeah, which you'll want to. I learned that before MMA, choke murders probably did not finish the job all the time.
And I've learned that people are underrating how dangerous the jungle is.
I think that's possible. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. And there's not like a jungle suit you can wear to protect yourself.
No, there is
not. The threats
not.
Come from all sides. All right, that'll do it for today's Spitballers. Tell your friends about the show. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.